Cut the jibber jabber. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want everyone to please pay attention.
All right.
Okay. Mike, Buzz, Rob. This is how you time out something when you're broadcasting.
Show us.
This is a little 30 seconds from the Today Show.
Okay.
I call this perfection in timing. It's my girl, Meredith Vieira.
Yeah.
Your baby.
Yeah. She's good. The guy she's interviewing is great. Good. Let's listen to this. And listen and learn.
Mr. Hayford been in jail for some time. He's looking at some significant jail time if he's convicted. He's got some new charges coming at him. He's got some anger management issues.
I'd say he has definite anger management.
I think,
you know, let me ask.
I think he just
snapped.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Doug, let me ask you, because I know
I think he just...
Wow.
Doug, let me ask you, because I know that he was not happy with you representing him.
You think?
Wow. That poor girl. Ah, yeah. Oh, there we go.
Bottom buddies, Don and Mike.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Good for you. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, not a whole lot. Hey. Just a couple of loose ends to wrap up. Are you going to send off a love doll before you ever so gallantly ride off into the sunset?
No, I don't think we're going to recreate that moment.
Oh, great.
Oh,
that'd be good for your first show.
Yeah, well, now we have to scratch it because now the cat's out of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right up off the roof.
Although I thought we described the other night when you and I were talking.
Yes.
What the topic of your first show was going to be.
What was the topic? I forgot completely.
Buzz, turn the microphones off for a second.
All right.
So you cover, please.
All right. Okay. Don and Mike are now plotting what Mike's show might be like on June 1st or whatever day the show starts after Don and...
Does you remember?
Yeah, that's it.
Hiatus.
That's it.
As a matter of fact, I'm working on the panel.
Good, good. Very good.
I didn't know you could hear that.
I'm excited about that.
I'm right here.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. We're going to hone it, we're going to refine it, and then we're going to zero in on it, and it's going to be special.
Rob, FYI, that was Mike's political take.
You see, Rob, I do it too.
That's good.
That's good. It makes the boy happy.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Are you there? What else? Anything?
Hey,
what?
Still here. Oh, yeah. Hey, what about the lady that wanted to marry your antenna tower?
Oh. That's like years ago.
We'll give you one more shot because you're just talking about ancient history. We really don't know about her. Sorry about that.
All right. Baby DJ Krang. That's going back as far
bye!
As...
Bye!
Okay, bye-bye. Wow.
Thank you.
Wait for the box set. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops. Here we go. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys?
Hey, howdy. Hi.
Hey. So anyway, I was trying to get a hold of you guys yesterday because I had an awesome joke, but I'm not going to tell you because, you know.
So disappointed. Thank you.
I know. I heard you guys. You wanted to laugh so hard, and I just couldn't friggin'.
Listen, until further notice, let me jump in here for a second. Until further notice, this may just be a quarantine that lasts a couple of days.
Yeah.
From now on, or until the foreseeable future, you know how sometimes when you got to shut down a city, you got to have a curfew?
Right. Yeah.
From now on, if you want to tell a joke, you have to pay us money.
That's yeah, unfair. As opposed to the phone number, we have to up the ante a little bit.
That is
I think that would be an awesome idea, mainly just to keep all the retards from calling in, and there you go.
Well, but, it won't stop.
Well, yeah, let me ask you on the phone, I will ask you this question. How much would you pay to tell a joke? How much would it be worth to tell a joke? And really aim high here, because we're gonna take it under advisement.
I myself, one living in from Sacramento, I would definitely pay $20 to tell a joke.
We could charge 50.
That's pretty good.
There you go. And I think that's it. And then that's how it works. That's how you reach your number. We will charge $50.
You know what we should do? We should set up a PayPal on our website. Joe, do that. Boy, the lawyers would be so thrilled with this.
Oh, yeah.
If we start having people PayPal us $50.
$50.
So that they can tell jokes on the air.
A portion of that $50 will go to us, and a portion will go to us.
And a portion will go to PayPal.
PayPal, too.
You know, when I
left. Plus sales tax.
I was here until about 20 after 7 last night after the show. Mm-hmm. And as I was leaving, I noticed there was a phone line ringing. And I said, you know, what could happen? So I picked up the phone.
Yeah.
It was a lady trying to tell a joke.
He carried over it.
And I said, I don't want to stop you. Go ahead. I'll give you the pleasure. Tell
Did
the joke.
Did she tell it?
It was bad.
Until I don't know when. Here's how we're going to handle this. Mm-hmm. Jokes from now on, you send us a cashier's check, a money order, or we accept just coins. Coins and crumbled up bills.
And don't send the joke in writing. Just send us your home phone number or a cell phone where we can get in touch with you.
We'll call you.
You send the check or money order, and we will call you, and you can tell the joke.
I swear to God, we'll call you. And you can tell your joke all day, and we won't give out your phone number.
Right.
But we got to have that money.
And all money received will go into the fund. All right? We're not going to say any more, just the fund.
The slush fund.
You know. Right. The SF.
You know.
You know.
The SF for some.
And that's how you play the joke.
The SF for BF and TF and BFF and everything else.
It'll be a lot of fun.
All the Fs.
Good luck.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
When Chuck Norris does a push-up, he isn't lifting himself up. He's pushing the earth down.
Is that from the Huckabee campaign?
That's like a haiku.
Or what did you call him yesterday?
Oh, Huck Micabee.
Huck Micabee. Huck Micabee's got to be happy today.
Yeah, he's ready to move into that McCain second spot, right?
You bet he is. He's very excited.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That's a pretty good team you got there, Republicans. Gee, I hope we don't screw it up.
John Kane Mack and Mike and Huck Micabee.
That's pretty good. And that'll take America marching firmly backwards for another 10 years.
Hey, old means experience.
That's right.
The fossil in the hillbilly.
Right.
Old means depends. Old means age spots.
I'd like to just see those press conferences where halfway through one of those guys will go, too many. Too many.
Or not all.
I don't know. Listen, you would think that I wouldn't feel this way because I'm one of them, but I'm tired of old white guys running everything. Mm-hmm. I'd like to just try it for a while without an old white guy. It seems to me that the old white guys have pretty much had the run since the dinosaur era.
Well, you're going to have your opportunity on Chesapeake Tuesday.
Let's mix it up.
On Potomac Tuesday. Chesapeake Tuesday.
That's why I'm voting for the only white man that I consider to be worthy, Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right. You've backed him for a long time.
He's my man.
Good man.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, guys. I wanted to call and let you know I heard you're talking about the surveys they do on the phone the other day.
Yeah.
And last night, lo and behold, right smack dab at dinner, I got one. It was an automated message. It says, please hold for a 45-second interview. And it ended up being like 2.5 minutes. And I totally screwed with them. I just answered the opposite question to every time they'd ask something.
What was the survey about?
Oh, whether it be Huckabee or Romney.
So it was a political survey.
Oh, it was politics, even better.
Yeah.
I got a call from John McCain last night.
One of those automated calls?
Yeah, called my house.
Ah, how are you?
I got T-Rex arms.
What are you wearing right now, boy?
That's what it was.
I can't dial.
Vote for me and Huckabee.
Friends, I've got T-Rex arms. I'm real excited about this campaign going forward. I'm going to eat the Velociraptor.
Thank you, Joe. Just sent me a note. Call your brother.
Oh, good reminder.
Hello.
Thank you. Hey, Hello. Dude. Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Jimmy?
You working today, Jimmy?
No, hey. we just got 18 inches of snow.
I was going to say, like, you got the blizzard of the century right in Milwaukee, correct?
Jesus, 18 inches.
Yeah.
So you're okay? You're hunkered down?
Oh, yeah, we got the driveway all plowed out and everything.
Red milk, toilet paper.
Cool, quick question for you. We were talking about growing up. When we lived in Rockton, when it was just you and me and Mom, when Dad was still living in D.C., what did Mom chase you around the house with? I mean, she what was it that she was chasing you around the house with?
What weapon did she use?
I don't remember. It was some weapon.
I don't remember her using any kind of weapon chasing me around the house with.
All right, Don, bear with me here, and I'm not trying to go behind your back, but Jimmy,
do you remember her
chasing Don around with a weapon?
No. But
all right.
The only thing I remember is she calling when Denny and I went out and the first time and got drunk. She called Uncle/Brother Tom over to try and push me around a little bit.
Did you let him?
Well, I was what, like 12 or 13?
I seem to remember a time when we were living in Rockton, and seriously, you were running around the kitchen table. She was chasing after you, telling you to do something, and you were just. And she
was it a kitchen tool, like a spatula?
Yeah, that's what I. Maybe it was that. You know,
it could, It might have been.
See, over time, it like becomes a baseball bat or a golf club, but it really could have just been.
I still remember the wooden spoon. That's what my mom chased me.
You know, crazy mom running around after my brother with something in her hand.
He just said baseball bat.
No, I'm just thinking a baseball bat. That would be pretty hilarious.
Unless she caught you.
It must be what?
Unless she caught you with it.
Unless she caught you.
Well, was there any other besides?
I don't. If anything, it was a spatula.
Mm. A spatula. But, yeah, that makes sense because she's in the kitchen. She's cooking.
Well, my apologies for exaggerating once again. I do remember though, you would get into it with mom a lot more than I would, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how you doing out there? Seriously, with that blizzard of a lifetime where you live?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
You guys handle it out there pretty well, right?
Yeah. We've had a record year so far for snowfall.
Wow. Hey, Jimmy. You know, I'm highly appreciative of everything that that we have together, and I just had a question for you. You know those DVDs? Did you send those Pony Express to me?
No, I sent them out Monday.
Oh.
Porn? So you should have them today.
Okay.
Was it porn?
I sent them in a flat rate box, and that usually takes more like 3 days.
Yeah, it's homemade porn.
Oh, really?
Well, my brother has a camera behind a two-way mirror.
And Marnie?
And every once in a while, he'll send me a disc of he and his wife having sex.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That's what caused her hip problem, too.
Oh, wow, you stud. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know what it was. Were you on Craigslist or something? Was that where you got this thing?
It what?
Didn't you get the DVD for me on Craigslist or something?
No.
The Packers DVD?
No.
The Packers tape.
Where'd you get it?
Oh, yeah, I got it. But, I mean, I sent it off all Monday to you in a flat rate box with a couple other things.
Did you get it? Did you buy the tape that you told me?
Do you have a joke for us, Jimmy?
My brother said, told me a couple weeks ago, it's a rare tape of the first Super Bowl, like the TV coverage. It's what everybody's looking
for. The very first Super Bowl, and then I think there's the, like, 1960 championship game between the Giants and the Packers.
Oh. Well, I'm looking forward
to
that.
So, like, the raw tape of the game?
That's what I'm getting. Cool. And I was asking, you got that from Craigslist, right?
Yeah.
Right.
All right. What else are you planning for your afternoon?
Well, I just sound like Larry. You got it from Craigslist, right?
Right.
Our guest is James Sauces.
Jimmy, do you have power in your home?
Do I have power in my home?
Don't answer a question with a question.
Yeah, I got power in my home.
Well, you got 18 inches of snow. I'm wondering whether, like, the city is paralyzed or anything like that.
Oh, no, it's not paralyzed. No, they, out here in Wisconsin, they know how to deal with the snow. They don't roll up the sidewalks and all that.
Not like we do here.
Right.
All right, dude. Listen, we were just chatting, as we were always, about, you know, growing up. And I remember, you know, mom pissing you off, or you pissing mom off, and... Anyway,
well, that was every other day that I piss her off.
What's the worst thing you ever did?
Worst thing I ever did?
Yeah.
Don't answer a question.
I don't know. She used to have a lock on her bedroom door, and
really?
I picked the lock one time, and they had like a case of this. What was that stuff? Chivas Regal?
Oh, God, you bastard. I remember this, right? It was my dad's scotch.
Oh, wow, the good stuff.
I got in there, and I drank a bottle of it.
Oh, my God.
You got the vish memory.
Wow. A case of Chivas, and you stole a bottle?
Yeah, I killed it.
Wow. You didn't, like, kill it in one afternoon. It took a while.
I mean, I was like, 14 years old or something, and, I mean, I was puking drunk all over the house.
Oh, so, like, you tried to kill it in one day.
As I recall, maybe the reason that door was locked was that there were alcohol and other things that couldn't be left.
In the bedroom?
In the house. So they would lock all of their, like.
Serious hooch?
Yeah, because I never got into, God knows, I got into everything else, but I never...
Did your parents have the classic liquor cabinet?
Yeah, which they eventually moved to the closet, I think probably around the time that you started drinking. I think that's why Dad's scotch was locked up in the bedroom. And I remember that. My God, they were so pissed at you that you picked the lock and got into their stash of booze. Oh, you are a bad kid. She should have chased you around with a baseball bat.
Oh, I was rotten. I was rotten.
Say no
man.
More.
Did you ever tell him about the story when I had the state police come to the house? No, you weren't living there then. No,
you had the state troopers came to your house?
Yeah, out there in Upper Marlboro.
What did you do?
The first of many visits. What was that?
I had a BB gun. It was a little hand, one of those little pistol BB guns. And we skipped some classes at school, and we went driving over to our rival high school just to harass people and stuff. And one of the kids that was in the back seat, the gun had slipped.
You're listening to my brother, the idiot.
Seat underneath the front seat to the back seat. Uh-huh. And this kid grabbed it and was waving it out the window.
Oh, dear.
Smart.
And our next door neighbor told the principal who it was, whose car it was. When I got home from school that afternoon, the state police pulled up. Oh. And Frances is out on the front porch doing her Fred Sanford, this is the big one type thing.
Yeah, I do recall that a lot with you. I recall a lot of that with, like, you know.
I would assume the neighbors didn't realize that it was a BB gun that you had.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
When you were really young, did you ever throw a booster seat at your mom?
No. Hey, listen, how's your wife's stool? How's Marnie's stool? Is it hard? Is it soft? How are her stools?
Oh, I don't know.
Did the stool softeners work?
No, she did. Last weekend, I was in the bathroom taking a shower, and I always locked the door. And she's banging on the bathroom door, telling me to hurry up. She's got to go real bad.
It worked.
I get out of the shower naked and walk into the bedroom. She goes into the bathroom. She goes, thank God. She says, oh, it's really, really, it's like shooting water. I says, why is that? She says, I tried one of them damn stool softeners.
Life in the Midwest.
All right, great. So now you're stuck in the house with her. I mean, you're lovingly stuck in the house with her with 18 inches of snow. And not a kid.
Yeah, no, she's over watching her grandson right now.
Oh, good.
So I got the house to myself.
Okay.
Hey. Jimmy's
a grandfather, too. Oh, yeah. So are you – that's a good question, Rob. So are you a grandpa to her kid? Jimmy? Are you a grandpa?
There's a pause he's thinking.
Are you a grandpa to Marnie's grandchild? Obviously, guess, from another relationship.
I guess.
Well, you ought to.
Technically, what do you call that? A step grandchild?
A step grandchild.
Right.
Do you do the things a grandpa does for that child?
No, this kid's only two months old.
Okay. All right.
Well, you better get your head around the fact that you're a grandfather.
All he does is burp, take a dump in his Pampers, and sleep.
Just like you. Just like you, Grandpa.
Grandpa Jimmy.
See, you know what? Rob, boy, am I glad you thought of that.
The other day I was out in the garage looking at my Harley, trying to figure out how I could strap a car seat to the seat.
Oh, God.
That's cool.
Oh, dear. Very safe, Jimmy.
Oh, God. Yeah. You know,
would that be a bad thing?
I think it might be illegal.
I find out things on this show. I really didn't know that Marnie, his wife, had a kid who had a kid, which technically
makes Jimmy a step-grandfather.
Makes you a step-grandpa.
It doesn't matter. It's the same deal as being a step-dad. Yeah. You know, most times the kids call you dad, so the kids will probably grow up calling you granddad.
You'll do granddad stuff.
No, they don't call me dad. They call me Jimmy.
Well, maybe you might want to rethink that. Wouldn't it be kind of fun to be called Gramps?
Or Boompa?
No.
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 How about Pop-Pop? How does that sound?
Oh, geez. No.
Now, do her kids live with you?
Her 15-year-old daughter does. Her 19-year-old daughter that just had the baby, she's shacking up with some dumbass.
Yeah, let's watch that, please.
Okay.
Easy on the swears.
So you...
You can't say that word on the air?
Well, I was just kind of guessing what word you were going to say.
So the 15-year-old calls you Jimmy, doesn't call you Dad?
Right. She calls me Jimmy.
Not Uncle Jim?
No.
Mr. Jim?
No.
Jimbo?
How do you... No.
Jimmy
how do you,
crack corn, I call, and I don't care.
Calls me a few things under her breath. But
the Jimster?
She calls me Jim.
The well, J-Man?
How does it work with the discipline?
That's about the only thing Marnie and I ever argue about is about kids and discipline.
Well, see, I think you'd probably carry a bigger stick if you get the whole well, dad thing going, you know?
We just got to get on the same page. She says that I play favoritism towards my daughter. I say she plays favoritism towards her daughter. Yeah. And I've always said I'm not going to put up with attitude or a mouth from any kid.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's pretty good. Do as I say, not as I do. By James Source.
Well, I guess it's a long time before you'll be riding that Harley, Jimmy.
Yeah, a couple more months.
Right. All right, dude. Well, I love you, and thanks for letting us check in about crazy mom chasing you around the kitchen.
All right, dude.
Talk to you later.
You sure you don't remember that time that you and I did that almost homo thing together?
Oh, man. No, that never happened. I don't know why you keep going on about that.
Why did you think
because
about
it meant a lot to him.
Why did you think about that, like the way that the spatula finally came to you? Why did you think about my spatula?
On a cold night in Wisconsin.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, all right. Bye, dude.
Keep in touch.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Two lonely grandfathers.
Oh, God.
That's right.
So your folks didn't have a regular liquor cabinet then, huh?
No, they did until Jim started, like I was saying, with all the vices I've been through, and I would tell you I've done virtually everything. I never was that way in high school. I was Mr. Clean Living. Mm-hmm. He started raiding the liquor cabinet when he was about 12.
Yeah. Right.
My dad first got a lock and put it on the liquor cabinet.
Got you.
When my brother broke that, they made the move of moving all of the booze into the closet in their bedroom, and then they put a separate lock on that door.
Wow.
Which is why they were so mad.
Sure. I was lucky. We had it right next to the sink, no lock on it. And as a matter of fact, my sister was down yesterday helping my mom clean out the liquor cabinet. I said, well, when have you ever done that? She said, we had bottles of booze in the very back that have been there probably 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That have been back there.
They just get pushed back.
The reason she did this is my mom, 87 years old, is she gets down on the floor to get the old liquor bottles out, and she had all the liquor bottles on the kitchen floor surrounding her. And when she started to get up, she's 87, and she was having a tough time,
right, yeah.
Almost to the extent where she looked at, you know, she's like every old person lives alone, has one of those little buttons, and she said it was so hard because she just couldn't get a toe hold. She finally got up,
right,
and she was okay. But for a while there, she thought that she was going to use the life call button.
And wouldn't that be
good?
And then
she realized that if she did that and they arrived, there'd be an old lady on the floor surrounded by booze bottles.
I can't get up. I also remember, my God, and at the time, I didn't know what vodka tasted like.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what a martini tasted like. Right. I remember now. I know now that we're thinking about this. I remember another part of this. We could call my brother and positively remember this. Mm-hmm. Remember my dad one night pouring himself a drink,
yeah,
and saying, "This, what's wrong with this?" And my brother had been drinking and just putting water. Back
oh, oh yeah,
your brother did a lot of that, huh?
Yeah. Love the alcohol.
A lot of the old.
I think it's great that he broke the lock on the liquor cabinet.
Right,
bright boy.
Yeah.
They're not going to figure that out, are they? What happened to this?
Well, then they put the super-duper lock on the bedroom door, and he just picks that lock.
Well, I was crafty. 13. The neighborhood girls went into the daddy's liquor cabinet and put everything that they could find into one bottle. They transferred into a bottle, and we drank that. I never, ever remember being that sick in my life.
Sure.
I did that last night.
We were staying in my buddy's yard in a camper in the backyard for a sleepover.
Oh, good times, Mike.
I ended up pooping outside of the camper. Once again, my incontinence. It was the liquor.
Then you pressed your life call button.
I think a lot of kids do that. You know, that's why probably a good idea to have a lock, but I guess even with a lock, certain guys, if they're really determined.
I never did any underage drinking. I've
really
caught up since then.
Neither really?
Yeah, never. Maybe once or twice.
You're a good boy.
Yeah, I was good.
Mm-hmm. Me either. What happened to both of us?
I don't know.
You never did any underage drinking?
I never did nothing.
Really?
I never did nothing until I got to radio.
And then?
I did everything.
Then forget about
all
it.
All at once. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, JPS. That's my brother's initials. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.